With our first winter snowfall, the one that took place in November, as opposed to the one in October, my feeders have been pretty busy, though not nearly as busy as they were just a few weeks ago. The morning after the snowstorm, a male cardinal showed up, along with both a male and a female pileated woodpecker. A female red-bellied woodpecker has been coming every day lately, and I'm figuring she will be spending the winter. She keeps flying off with sunflower seeds to wedge into the bark of nearby trees. In the evening, on November 11th, my son-in-law said he was hearing an owl through the window, and sure enough, two great horned owls were hooting right in my yard. They didn't stick around long, but that was a splendid birthday gift. This fall, I've had more fox sparrows than I can ever remember having in autumn before, but their numbers ebbed away, and now I haven't seen one in several days. I had one exceptionally late Lincoln sparrow the first 2 days of November. Since the snowstorm, a couple of white-throated sparrows are still here, along with a couple dozen juncos. I still have several red-breasted nuthatches. They're appearing in a lot of places south of here this year, delighting a lot of my friends on Facebook. Here in Duluth, we have at least a few most winters, but even though they're among my usual suspects, they're always delightful to see. All this year, chickadees in my backyard have been more plentiful than they'd been in several years, which I, of course, find delightful. Even so, where I was getting 18 or 20 species a day in my yard the last half of October, now I'm lucky on days when I have a dozen. I've been hearing from lots of people seeing snow buntings, especially along the highways hugging Lake Superior's north and south shores. I've only seen them on Peabody Street a handful of times over the years, always after the plows came following a heavy snow, and none this year, at least so far. People all over the place have been seeing winter finches, and I'm trying not to feel envious. After having hundreds of pine siskins a day through much of October, I'd gone several days without a single one, though after the snow I did have an even dozen again. Facebook has been popping with photos of redpolls, but small numbers have shown up in my yard only a few times. Pine grosbeaks, one of the loveliest of winter finches, have been seen here and there except on Peabody Street. And saddest for me, despite the huge influx of evening grosbeaks I've read about all around here, not one has appeared yet in my yard. This is one of my favorite birds because of all the wonderful associations I have of it when I was a brand new birder visiting Russ's parents up here, and then from when we first moved here. The evening grosbeak was the first bird I heard in my yard, and the first species to come to my bird feeder when we moved to our house in the summer of 1981, and it was almost a constant presence when my children were babies and toddlers. My family of three blue jays is still sticking around. I bought a special peanut feeder from my local Wild Birds Unlimited, a donut-shaped feeder made of wire. The adults figured it out instantly and come a few times every day to carry off peanut after peanut. They've been squirreling them away here and there, including in our electric meter box, evidence, as it is for my female red-bellied woodpecker, that they'll be sticking it out for the winter. And even though it's mid-November now, the young bird is still begging from the adults and following them about rather than pulling its own peanuts out of the feeder. This seems phenomenal. I wonder if it'll stick around through spring and then help them rear next year's young as Florida scrub jays do, or if this is a simple case of failure to launch. Identifying and counting birds barely scratches the surface. I may not have as much variety or as many individual birds right now as I had in September and October, but there's still plenty of fascinating activity to see as long as I pay attention. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.